Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Police are investigating a person found dead early this morning near Florence and Izzard Boulevard. The call came in around 2 a.m. Details, they're still investigating, but the word is that police say a body showed no signs of trauma, but it is, again, under investigation. And a 32-year-old man is behind bars this morning accused of murder. Ralston police say he intentionally ran over another man with his truck. Happened back in June 21st. OPPD workers discovered the body of the deceased inside a garage near 82nd and Seymour. Investigators say that the suspect had gotten into an argument with the victim shortly before hitting him with his truck. The impact of the crash threw the victim into a nearby garage, and his body was found hours later. The suspect faces second-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony charges.
Good Lord, the city sounds pretty dangerous right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's right. All right. It's just a bunch of strange little stories all coming to a head at once. And this week, thousands of golf fans are going to head to the Pinnacle Bank Championship at Indian Creek. Tournament play starts this Thursday, runs through Sunday. 156 golfers, 72 holes of golf played. The purse size sitting at $600,000. If you are interested in volunteering, they're still accepting applications, but it's also a great opportunity to get out there with the family and check out not only Indian Creek, but all the great golfers that are going to be out
competing. If they make you a marshal and you get to hold the quiet please sign, the beauty is you get to take that sign home.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, it never gets old watching TV. With your lover. And you can hold up that sign.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Are you watching TV? Are you watching Game of Thrones on Sunday and your girlfriend's like, oh my God, are we going to go out with Pam and Jason this week? You can hold up your thing. Quiet, please. We need you to be quiet.
Were you at our house this weekend? Only the quiet, please sign needed to be for my husband. Who suddenly decided to come down in the last 10 minutes of Game of Thrones and ask what he'd missed and wanted to be caught up. I was like, you can't come now!
It goes either way. Whoever needs the hush paddle.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm telling you, it is high comedy. I used to do it. And even if you're the only one laughing, you're just like, I'm so hilarious right now. Holding up my quiet please sign.
She's like, oh, it's going to be quiet please in the bedroom tonight when you're all like, hey, friend.
That's just one perk. Of working at the Pinnacle Bank Championship. And in the past, so I've been a volunteer, I've been a fan.
Yeah.
Those volunteers have fun. We were talking about it yesterday. I golfed yesterday with Burke Haar. Burke worked it back in the day. Senator Haar. Yeah.
All right.
We worked that volunteer tent, and I'm telling you, the people have a blast. They all go, you know, have fun after. The next day, you're working the course, and everyone's talking about what they did the late night.
Late night, yeah. So
I mean, they're usually tired from...
And it's, get your kid out there doing something, too. I mean, they'll learn something. They'll see stuff.
What's neat is Old Town Elkhorn is pretty excited. Like, bars like Chevy's over there. And what is there? There's that... What's that Italian restaurant? The Bella Vita.
Yeah, they're going to have
Old Town Elkhorn. They're super excited to get the runover crowd from when people are done with the Pinnacle Bank Classic at Indian Creek that they'll go over... After, because the Michelob Ultra tent should be closing up shop Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, usually around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and Elkhorn Downer also on that area is going to have a block party.
Oh, sure.
So there'll be live music and everything down there.
Did you see how many block parties and live music stuff was going on Saturday night in Omaha?
Yeah.
It was like every other little hamlet in town had an outdoor pop-up
party going on.
Party going on, yeah.
Man, y'all having fun out there. That's good.
Well, TikTok, run out of summer, man.
I know.
Run out.
It's wrapping up. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the effort to repeal and replace Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act has failed. So the Senate will now just try to repeal the act. The Kentucky Republican said that the Senate will soon vote on a repeal plan that would go into effect in 2 years. The change comes after two more Republican senators defected from their support of the GOP repeal and replace plan. And a Pennsylvania man accused of killing four men says that he's done it before. The suspect reportedly confessed to police that he was involved in at least two other murders in Philadelphia in recent years. Police are investigating the claims to see if they're true. The man confessed last week to killing the four men who went missing earlier this month. Their bodies were found on a farm the man owned. His cousin is charged with helping him kill three of the men. And the Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, is warning about the existential threat to human civilization that artificial intelligence poses. While speaking to U.S. governors at a leadership conference this week, he shared his thoughts. He said, robots will do everything better than us, but he's worried more than about the job market. He's saying that that artificial intelligence, it could be, it could be the thing that we need to keep an eye on.
Putting genuine concerns. We said he wasn't sweaty and being chased.
No.
But we're probably close. To him being chased by the robots. You guys! I mean, this is a smart guy that's on the cutting edge of the AI stuff. I mean, he's SpaceX, he's Tesla. And he's like, do we put limits on it? Do we agree to have... He said, I've seen some of the stuff that's out there. The AI stuff, he's like in...
I feel like he's on to something. Why would he be saying this stuff? I mean, really.
We should regulate...
Yeah, regulate!
Artificial intelligence before it's too late.
Hey. Before it's regulating
he
us.
He says that artificial intelligence is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. I have exposure to the very cutting-edge AI, and I think people should be really concerned about it. And he's dating Amber Heard.
And that. I'm more concerned about the Amber Heard dating than the artificial intelligence.
We saw what she did to Johnny Depp.
She brought down that empire. Imagine what she could do now that she's got her talons and Elon Musk.
I wonder what kind of AI stuff he's got going on at his
place. They're all playing with it. You know,
He is, who's Robert Downey Jr.'s character? He's Tony Stark.
Yeah, he's Tony Stark.
He's a non-weaponized Tony Stark. So I'm sure he's got that assistant who comes in and talks and says... She's going to kill you. You know that.
Does he sound like Paul Bettany? Because that would be super sexy.
Yeah, maybe.
If Paul Bettany were talking to me, I'd be like, I'll listen to whatever you say. So that's all AI needs is a Paul Bettany voice.
Who's Paul Bettany?
He was the voice.
The guy. He's the voice.
Oh, Jarvis.
Okay.
Remember Jarvis?
Okay.
He's an actor. You've seen him. He was in like Beautiful Mind. He's in all sorts of stuff, but he's got that gorgeous, like lilting British voice. You're just like, that is just amazing.
He played
the
albino in...
In the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
And he's married to Jennifer Connelly.
See, my robot A guy is going to sound like Louis Anderson.
Toaster cords. You're
That's
like,
sort of sweet.
That is so annoying.
How about he has the voice of Louis Anderson, but he visually... I think it would be cool to have an AI robot that looks like the albino from the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, that would be intimidating. Really disturbing. Totally disturbing.
I mean, that's something out of... what's the remake that we were talking about? Blade Runner.
That's Blade Runner, yeah. I mean, what if you had one that looked like Jared Leto?
Just I was talking like to you.
That's what I'm saying with the like ombre, that. With the ombre hair, and he's like, "Hey, friend, you're tricking me."
They will have to dumb down the interface because they're going to be more interesting than we are. I mean, won't you be mad when you buy a robot and your friends come over and all anyone wants to talk to is your robot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it probably will happen like they do with Surrey. Or
I mean, nobody thinks of the tools in their garage that are more dazzling than them.
No.
But
I mean, you like
to
show off
your
lawnmower, but what if in the future your friends come over and they're in the garage all night talking to your lawnmower?
Because it has some kind of a personality, you know?
Yeah, and it knows everything.
Tells better jokes, knows better stuff.
What do you think of this?
Mm-hmm. It knows how to talk to each person individually.
Yeah.
It's just like it's logged online, so it's like it's got all that data from your Facebook page, so it knows how to talk to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, party's going to want to talk about mosquito stuff. Oh, that's so interesting. Tell me more.
Okay,
And you're like, I can talk to your lawnmower for hours.
And it kisses good, too. Wait,
gross.
That got weird.
That got super weird.
Barney, quit kissing my lawnmower.
Well, not all technology is evil. We've got Nintendo surprised everyone last year with a miniature replica of their classic Nintendo, the NES.
Yeah.
And everybody went bananas. It was the hot ticket item at Christmas. And then came word that this September, they're going to be releasing a Super NES Classic Edition. Well, now, not to be left behind, Atari has started teasing its own Atari box. And it's going to look like a throwback. It's going to have that same kind of wood paneling that housed the 2600. And what it's going to do is it's sort of going to be a hybrid of what the Super NES Classic Edition was. So they're taking off where...
It's like an Xbox with a wood panel on the front.
But they have classic games.
Yeah, because it doesn't really take any memory at all to do stuff like that. So it'll...
Right.
It's jumping in with PS3 or 4 or whatever the latest incarnation will be in Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be coming out, I guess, later this year. I don't know. There's two versions of the Atari box that'll be released.
Okay.
One is the one in wood that we're all like, oh my God. And then the other one's like this black and red. But whether or not,
I think it's good for competition. If you notice anymore, we only get two choices of everything. Everything on the market now is only two because that's the only sustainable version. Back in the day,
yeah,
it was a wide open market. There weren't monopolies. I mean, in the old days of game console, sure, there were winners and losers. There were people that came out with game consoles that it went nowhere. But it was like a lively marketplace conducive to innovation, better gaming.
Yeah.
Believe me, we've had every system since the very beginning.
You bet.
And you remember the fringe ones because those were like the rich kids that had like a ColecoVision. ColecoVision was the standard. You were like, you made friends with the kid who had a ColecoVision. You made friends with the kid that had every game system.
Oh, what was Intellivision? Yeah. Wasn't there another one?
Intellivision.
Intellivision.
My cousin had mainstream.
That. My cousin had that, and that's all he played. It was great. We'd go over there. But he's so good at it. He's spoiled. I'm saying it now. You spoiled, cousin.
Well, what if they'll bring back Pitfall for Atari? That was always the big one.
I love Pitfall. That was fun, but
So I guess Atari, not to be left behind. They're going to deliver classic games alongside current content in this. Now, I'm not seeing an exact release date. Now, I know that the new NES, that Super NES Classic Edition from Nintendo is coming out in September, and the ticket price for that's going to be $79.99. So there you go. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Big Party Morning Show.
We got a surprise guest on the phone. Who is this? Who is on our phone?
Rebecca Rosen. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi. So good to talk to you.
How you been? What's going on?
Oh, life. I've been great. I've been traveling a lot. Back in town to do some small group readings, and I always love coming back here.
Yeah, we didn't even know you were in town, so Rebecca's actually in Omaha.
I am. Yesterday, I don't know if you remember, but I was just thinking about you guys, so I checked in with you, and sure enough, a few hours before, it sounds like you had been talking about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we were. That always weirds
very
me
funny.
Out, too. Yeah, we had talked about something, and then, yeah, you got brought up, and next, you must have felt it. Did you feel it?
I felt it. Oh, I was feeling the vibe.
That's funny.
How's your book doing, Rebecca?
It's awesome. I finished my book tour, and it's still available. Anybody can purchase it off my website, but the feedback has been amazing because my approach to this book was to keep it real and to just show people, I'm human and I'm not immune to life's challenges, and here's how I deal with them from a spiritual perspective.
Now, what keeps you motivated? Like, what? I guess we've had you in the studio, and Rebecca does psychic readings for people. I mean, from the dead who have passed over, and it's pretty amazing stuff. People have never heard it. But we see you in person getting that it always hits you genuinely emotional, like it's real. I mean, we see the effect it has on you. Do you ever get used to it? Like, does it ever?
Never. This is one of those things that I can't even fully explain. It's not me. It's what's coming through me. And the spirits, never stop blowing me away because, again, none of the information makes sense to me, but I know what I'm getting. And when I can, I'll give you an example. The other day I had a woman in my office, huge skeptic. And I always say it's very healthy to be skeptical until you have enough evidence to believe it's real. And she sat down. Her brother died. He was a police officer in Denver who got hit on the side of the road last November. And I could tell she just wasn't buying it. So in my head, I was talking to her dead brother, and I said, give her something. So she walks out of here knowing this is real. And so I looked at her, and I said, you're supposed to go home and make banana bread. Well, you know, again, makes no sense to me. She about fell out of her chair, because that morning, I guess her sister-in-law dragged her into the group. She didn't really want to be there. And she said, I started to make banana bread with my daughter. And then my sister-in-law called me and said, hey, we got to get to Rebecca Rosen. So she put everything away and promised her daughter she'd come back home and make banana bread with her.
Oh, funny.
Is that not amazing?
Yes.
That's bananas.
So that's the type of banana bread, right?
That's banana bread.
I love that. So that's why I do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Have you had any other fun stuff you can share that recently?
Yeah. So I recently went to Europe for the first time. It was kind of a belated honeymoon and 40th birthday. And we went to London, and we got invited to the Royal Lodge, Sarah Ferguson's home, for Easter Sunday. So that was really a fun way to see London. And so, you know, Chris and I were there, and we got to spend some time with Sarah. Sarah's a longtime friend and client, and I love her. She's very real. And I guess her ex-husband, which is what, Prince Andrew, and the girls, they were at the castle with the queen, and Sarah wasn't invited because she's no longer married to him. But they came back, and so we spent time with all of them on the ground. So that was really fun.
Oh, that's interesting. That's so super she's cool. not. Oh, that's wow. She's
well,
not,
and yeah. We're friends on Facebook. So Rebecca, I was seeing all your pictures. It's funny that the manor that you guys stayed at. It's you know it's old England. So and how it tall is Christian? It's like Christian barely fits in any of the doorways. To this, like.
I know. How funny is that? They have this a miniature dollhouse, and it was the Queen's when she was growing up. Her and her sister. And so that those pictures were. I mean, truly, it's a life size dollhouse, which would be perfect for any little kid, but you can imagine 6'4" Chris in this house. So we got to go and spend some time there.
Well, you know what's funny, Rebecca, is there's like a headline in like the tabloids out of England is that it was the fact that Sarah Ferguson and Prince Andrew went out to dinner on Monday night. That it said that they, at least the tabloids saying that they're still friendly despite the fact of a decade of after being officially divorced.
Oh, they're best friends.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Oh, absolutely. They have a beautiful relationship, and it's inspiring to see. You know, it's all about their girls. So I really admire that.
Oh, so they just basically just didn't work out romantically, still have kids and
exactly.
And still co-parent now, together. That's awesome.
What did Sarah Ferguson think of your husband Chris's his business in back in Colorado?
Yeah, let's just say she's a huge advocate. She supports the medical marijuana aspect of it.
I know. We need to get a bill passed in Nebraska. Yes. Legalize medical. We're just saying medical marijuana to start from. But so the backstory is that Rebecca's husband has a weedery, the Green Man, in Colorado. And it's like one of the, you know, very legit on the level and super popular.
Yeah.
So like the two of these are such a hit at parties because Rebecca Rosen is this incredible median. And then there you got Chris in the corner who's this fun cat who's like, oh, yeah, I have a totally awesome weedery back in Colorado.
We like you guys.
It's never a dull moment, right? Between weed and dead people.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right. I mean, it's, yeah.
So for people listening though, they're like, oh my God, Rebecca Rosen's in Omaha. Can people still sign up? It's probably too late for this visit. How can people see you?
Yes. So I actually am going to come back in probably September.
Okay.
And if you get on my mailing list, that's how you find out. And I do these small groups. It's 8 people per group. Everybody gets a reading. That's been my solution the last few years because my privates, the wait list is too long. And I want to reach as many people as I can. So if you're interested, however, I'll be back next spring doing the large event down at the Rose.
Okay. Can we get you in a spot? Maybe in the studio,
Absolutely.
Okay. That is cool.
How about on my next trip, I come in and we do readings?
We would love it. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. I would love it.
We miss you.
Are you feeling any spirits or anybody floating around?
You know, I'm about to go into this group, so I think it's for them. Okay. I'm not even going to throw it out there because I have a little girl who died.
Oh, no.
Isn't that amazing? So Rebecca always says that they're basically they're stacked up. They're basically on hold.
They are.
Waiting.
They follow me around until I'm able to, you know, make the connection.
But you can't see them physically, can you? I've never asked you that.
No. You know, I don't see the bodies. I don't see ghosts or apparitions. But I see what I think a lot of people see. And sometimes out of the corner of your eye, you see something flash by you, spark, or, you know, you turn and you feel like something you just walked down the hallway. That's what I see.
She sees whatever you've learned how to interpret.
Like a shadow.
How to see exactly. Banana bread. However you saw, like, what did banana bread look like? How did that come about?
So in my mind's eye, I saw in the past I've made banana bread. So I had a flash through my mind's eye of that. Okay. And it was this sense of you need to make this. So you combine, it's like a whole foreign language you learn. It's playing the game of charades is really what it is.
That's pretty cool.
That's
stuff,
awesome.
Man. So if people are new to it, you should check it out, man.
Absolutely.
It'll fill up a morning and an afternoon of going down that rabbit hole.
You bet.
Rebecca Rosen, RebeccaRosen.com.
Get her book.
And we'll put the link on Facebook and everything. But Rebecca, we just want to check in. Awesome. You're in town. You're in a fine city. When are you headed back to Denver?
I leave tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, be safe. And
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's good talking to you too, Rebecca. We'll talk to you soon.
Right. Rebecca.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Be well.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. There's Rebecca Rosen. She's a favorite. We love her so much.
Oh, she's so great.
Yeah. She's a great lady. All right. 836. You're hiding. That sounded weird. She's a great lady.
You sound like Donald Trump. She's a great lady. She's so great. She's such a great lady. That thing that she does.
She like family. She's like family.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
Jessica Alba and her daughters revealed yesterday via social media that baby number 3 is on the way for Jessica Alba and her husband, Cash Warren. They already have 2 daughters, 9-year-old Honor and 5.5-year-old Haven. So no word on what baby number 3 is going to be or when she's due. But they said that they are now going to be outnumbered. And Mindy Kaling is also reporting that she is pregnant. She is the voice of several cartoons, comedy in her own right. And apparently this was a bit of a surprise, an unexpected surprise. But the 38-year-old actress, while yet to confirm she's expecting, is said to be very excited by the news. R. Kelly is denying a report that he's running a cult-like enterprise and holding young women against their will. I guess he is both, according to a representative, R. Kelly is both alarmed and disturbed by the recent revelations attributed to him.
It just sounds like it's someone's parents.
They are. It's a 19-year-old girl's parents accusing him of controlling her. They granted an interview and said that she's in a happy place in her life and isn't being brainwashed. I mean, isn't that what somebody who was being brainwashed says, though?
Well, I mean, she's hanging out with a, you know, celebrity, and I'm sure she's living
good. Not just any celebrity, R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly, man.
I know. But, you know.
R. Kelly likes him on the younger side. Is denying that he's running any kind of cult or keeping these women against their will. Apparently, they just want to hang out with the legend. Coen Brothers, the Academy Award-winning directors, are going to be in Nebraska filming some episodes for an upcoming miniseries project called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. So Joel and Ethan Coen, they're planning on doing their shoot out in western Nebraska, out in the panhandle, and are looking for about 50, quote, ordinary-looking Nebraskans to appear as extras on a wagon train. It's supposed to be set during, like, it sounds like sort of the Gold Rush Oregon Trail time. High Plains Drifters, Gold Prospectors, Traveling Show. It's all mixed in as a young woman is headed west
now, seek
fortune.
Do you have casting call information? Like when it is?
August 1st is said to be when they're going to do it. It'll be held August 1st at Scott Bluff's historic Midwest Theater.
Do I look ordinary? Do I look like an ordinary Nebraskan?
Out in Scott's Bluff?
Regular guy.
Yeah.
Do it.
I don't think I look ordinary Nebraskan.
Who knows what they're looking for? That's the other thing. You know, they're native Minnesotans, mm-hmm. well known for their offbeat and independent movies. While they've never actually won Academy Awards for directing, their movies have won Academy Awards for being best films.
They probably want a smattering. They're probably trying to say ordinary Nebraskan doesn't mean to be an insult. It's just saying you don't have to be a model. Like the background for our old Western, we can't have a bunch of models. Mm-hmm. Everyone's all fierce. It's like we need regular looking people. Like, hey, you don't have to
like you.
Be Derek Zoolander. Come out here and, you know.
Derek
be in a movie.
Yeah.
Just be a guy.
Well, I mean, that's the thing where you go to Hollywood and sometimes where you see everybody waiting tables is beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're all out of work actors. It's because you can't cast every person, can't look like.
I know.
There's not enough regular people pick up and head out to Hollywood. Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes how you see those guys in movies that have like, there's that dude who's got two scars on his face and he's like in every movie because I'm sure they love casting him because they're like, man, I like that guy's look.
He looks rugged. Yeah.
He looks rugged. He looks real.
Mm hmm. A musical themed Simpsons episode is going to feature Ed Sheeran. Man, he's making all the TV rounds. He just did a little guest appearance on Game of Thrones when the season 7 premiered on Sunday as a traveling soldier who also sings by the campfire. But now I guess the Simpsons are planning an entire musical themed episode called Haw Haw Land. And instead of La La Land, and one major guest star is going to be none other than Ed Sheeran.
Did he just get like new management or something, or like a deal at that CAA, you know, where they're, you know, expanding his portfolio? I mean, to get on all these shows?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be everywhere. I know that his Game of Thrones thing, I think that had less to do with wanting to act and more just wanting to be on the set.
Yeah.
He's like a huge GOT fan. Like a super fan. And so they were like, well, obviously,
we can make
this happen. But I don't know. Maybe Simpsons, maybe he's a fan or it works. They always get those celebrity guests to come on and Sting's been on there. I mean, it's been pretty, they have a pretty extensive celebrity resume. And director Tim Burton, he is going to be behind the camera on the live action remake of Dumbo. You know, that's the new thing with Disney is they're taking all of their classic full-length animated features and now making them live-action features. And I guess Tim Burton is going to be the guy that's going to bring Dumbo to the big screen.
So will it be freaky?
Well, sure. I wonder, but this is cool. So the cast is going to be Michael Keaton, Colin Farrell, Danny DeVito, and Eva Green.
No, Johnny Depp's in all of his stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, who knows if he has like a small little bit play.
We gotta have Johnny Depp take a break. Why'd you sit this one out, Johnny?
Well, they're personal friends. Johnny Depp is godfather to one of Tim Burton's kids. I mean, they're like, you know, good pals.
Johnny Depp
off-screen.
Needs, right now, he needs that agent from Tropic Thunder. He needs Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
He needs,
get somebody working for the YOU.
The Peck, wasn't that his name? It's the Pecker man working 24/7 for the YOU. Mm-hmm. He goes, you're like that kid with lice in school. We got to shave your head, get you back on the monkey bars. Nobody wants to play with you right now.
I love it.
Eva Green's got those crazy eyes.
She's stunning. Yeah. She was in Penny Dreadful, and then she was in that Peculiar Children. She played the lead in that. She is absolutely, she's French.
Could you imagine if you brought her home to dinner? Everyone is like, oh my God. Yes, but
perfectly.
No. You're like, yes, but no. You're like, she's going to kill you. But I
she
don't
was perfectly
you.
Cast for Penny Dreadful. I mean, you watch this and you're like, how are you even? It makes you believe that people aren't human, that there are people among us that are like otherworldly. Like, she doesn't even seem of this plane. Her
so,
eyes,
Molly,
her body, it's weird.
If the construct was this, you got to date a woman as a man, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would Eva Green be one of those ladies? Wouldn't you love to date Eva Green as a
I think she'd scare
man?
The hell out of me. She scares really? The hell out of me and I'm a woman.
That's what I'm saying. That's the vibe I'm saying. I'm saying if I brought Eva Green to the party, you would be like, oh my God, I'm excited
seriously,
for you,
I'd be
but
like,
scared
your
for you.
Soul's going to be eaten. Like, I'm excited. I met she's freaky in the sack, but seriously, you're going to wake up like in a box somewhere.
Yeah,
like your soul be trapped for eternity and she's
right,
living
though.
Off your life force. I'm just saying.
Oh, Eva.
Right.
So Dumbo is expected in theaters March 29th, 2019. That's going to be interesting. Tim Burton, Dumbo.
Because she was in the Tim Burton movie where he was Barnabas.
The Peculiar Kitties.
She was also in the one where he was Barnabas Jones or whatever. Remember
yes. She played the weird, that was the, oh my God, what was the Stranger Things. It was that horrible, soap opera from the 60s that was based on like vampire people. And then he brought it to the real
screen. Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows. Thank
now,
you.
Now, weird kind of movie, but visually, that's always been the thing with Tim Burton. It's like Tim Burton to visuals is like what M. Night Shyamalan is to movie premises.
Mm-hmm.
They can bring a really brilliant half a movie.
They have an aesthetic.
I've always said that if you could just get Burton to work with like, who's the guy who wrote Pulp Fiction? Tarantino. Get like a Tarantino to write the script and stay on target, but let Burton handle the visuals. Because Dark Shadows visually and casting and the way it's shot and the wardrobe and stuff is absolutely brilliant. All the women in it are just like...
Oh my gosh.
Pulling you in, drawing you in. Everyone in the movie is supposed to have almost like a vampiric sense of like... sexual cunning just bringing you in.
I think that Eva Green even played a Bond woman, a Bond girl at some point.
I forgot all about it. She was in that 300 Rise of an Empire.
Insane looking. I mean,
oh
honestly.
My God. And there was that whole sex scene. That whole, yes. Oh my gosh.
He can't even say the word.
God, what happened?
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Oh my God. When I'm talking about sex, I mean, come on. Oh my gosh.
Sounds like old lady sex talk.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.